some hints about David Letterman's future. When he opened the show last night, he said, "Don't mind me, I'm just a temp." And when NBC executives announced the results of their negotiations with Letterman today, Jay Leno is expected to be there. Reportedly, Letterman will go to CBS. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Got to be a tough decision when they only offer you $14 to $16 million a year. You know, you got to do it for the love of the job.
Oh, he must be getting gray hair over that one.
It's 5 minutes after nine at WCCO. It's 18 degrees now. Let's find out about our weather here in just a second with meteorologist Karen Flum. But before I do, I would like to remind you about a marvelous British farce that is now appearing on the stage of the Old Log Theater. That's in Excelsior. The play is Ray Cooney's latest comedy. It runs in the family, and it's a great night. Laughter, entertainment, great family night, too, I might add. Steve Schaefer's in it, Tom Stoltz. They've been called a couple of the best comic actors in town. You'll see why if you run out and catch this. You can make reservations for It Runs in the Family by calling the Old Log Theater box office at 474-5951. Now, if you wish, you can also make reservations for dinner, too. And every time I talk about this place, I always get a call back saying, you went through the phone number too fast. What is it? 474-5951. That number again, friends, 474-5951. Okay, let's check that weather here on WCCO with our meteorologist, who's had a busy week, certainly, and today, I guess, not quite as bad as apparently it was Monday or Tuesday, but Karen, we've had enough light snow to add a little powder to the ground and some slippery sidewalks and highways.
0.6 inch officially at the airport. Could be a couple locations, maybe closer to an inch. A few spots just getting a trace. But it is decreasing rapidly in aerial coverage around the metro area. It is moving to the southeast at roughly 10 miles an hour. We have flurries, however, in the forecast for today and again tomorrow. We have low pressure today over us that will be moving farther to the east. It's producing some snows over portions of New York, the New England states, causing airport delays at like Pittsburgh, Boston, throughout New York and into the northeast. And the snows continue, stormy pattern continues because we have another low pressure system on the way for tomorrow, spreading some clouds and snow back into the forecast, back into Minnesota here for tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then this weekend, we continue with very mild temperatures, but it does look like we'll finally get back into the sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. At this time, though, we have the light snow and look for a high today of 22, winds northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, for a short time anyway. Low near 8, winds light and variable. Clouds tomorrow with a few flurries, high near 22. And it'll be in the 20s on the high side this coming weekend. That's both Saturday and Sunday. At this time, we have light snow, northwest wind at 7 miles an hour now. The pressure 30.27 and falling, humidity is 88%. Wind chill this hour, we've got one, just a little one though. The wind chill is 8 and the temperature 18.
Ludwig shot, score!
The Minnesota North Stars skate into your home this season on Midwest Sports Channel. Head coach Bob Gainey has the Stars shooting towards the top of the Norris Division. Join Doug McLeod and Doug Woog for the saves, hits, and scores as they provide all the exciting play-by-play action.
But there's Brian Bellows. He turns to the backhand. Bellows floats it high and drive. Wilkinson scores!
Stars Hockey on MSC. Hockey coverage that skates away from the rest.
It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. WCCO.
Boy, it's good to have you back, Dave.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back, believe me. It was nice going, though, I must admit, because the weather.
I thought about you.
Yeah.
I thought, you devil, I go down to Florida for a week, and I have 4 days in a row of 40-degree temperatures and rain, and I watched the weather when you were down there. You had sunshine. It was in the 80s, record-high temperatures, and I'm going, no fair. I'm the weather
right.
person here.
That's right, and I must admit, I ignored our weather back here, totally. We've been planning this trip for a long time, and folks have told us to do Disney World at some point, so we finally did it and took the plunge, and it was worth it.
Good.
And it can get a little on.
And you were surprised by the fact that they actually do have things for adults.
I did. We were talking off the air a little bit about that. I said, you know, when I was a kid getting out of college, three of us, who all graduated from different universities, went on a trip around the country, just drove around, you know, didn't have any cares or any responsibility. Or we probably did. We shouldn't. We didn't have any. We didn't think we did.
You were freewheeling.
Yeah, and we just goofed around and drove all over the place. And one of the places we ended up in for a few days was in Los Angeles, and then we went out to Disneyland. And we thought, well, we're a little bit old for this at that point. And I think we were, but in Disney World.
I don't think so.
In Disney World, they have Epcot Center, which is a great place for adults and kids. And the MGM Studios, which is the same. Now, Magic Kingdom is more of you know, family thing with
kids.
Did
you go on the rides with your kids?
Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Although, see, we have we're three little ones, so the older one wanted to go on the faster rides and things. So somebody had to stay back with the younger ones.
Yeah.
So I did Dumbo while they did Space Mountain. You know what I'm saying? But it was really fun. So anyway, I run into this guy. What I'm building up to here.
Yeah.
Folks.
I knew this was coming.
I run to, and I want to... People know we're pretty good
world,
friends.
Small world, isn't it?
People think I tease you a lot, and I shouldn't
I
do that because we're pretty good friends. But
actually, I don't think of it that way because my brothers are worse than you, Dave.
Yeah, well,
I'd rather, no, go right ahead.
Okay. Would you rather hang around me than your brothers?
Yeah.
Good, well, I appreciate that. Now, so I run into this guy. I'm not going to say his name or anything, but he knew you. You were 27, so it wasn't very long ago. You were 27, and he was 20 at the time.
Right.
And he told me that he had the biggest crush on you.
Bless his heart. I know who you're talking about.
But he didn't, do you?
Yeah.
It's funny because I met some people that know Charlie Boone's wife's family real well.
Mm-hmm.
And I met some folks, I was sitting next to them, and they knew Roger Erickson like you wouldn't believe. You're who again? I said my name. Oh, I'm sorry. I said, you're sorry. Think how I feel.
So you're associated with all these people.
So I name drop all you guys, and it always works. So anyway, for some reason, we got talking. Somehow he mentioned you and found out where I was from, and I said this. And he said, you know, when I was 20 years old, man, I was going to Florida State, and I had the biggest crush on that woman.
And he did, too.
But you never went out with him, right?
No.
But he told me that didn't stop him from trying to ask you out.
No, that's right. It didn't stop him, not in the least. In fact, he worked at the same television station I did.
Well,
he was
TV
in the
people,
sports department.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He was in the sports department. He was one of the sports editors. And then when I moved up here, he moved to a station in La Crosse. TV people move around as they're known to do. He moved to a station in La Crosse for a while, and now he's down working with Walt Disney.
Excuse me now, Karen, but Karen's blushing a little bit, folks. Anyway,
I remember
he was very complimentary.
I do remember
those
years.
Very nice things to say about you.
Very nice man.
Yeah. But you never went out with him.
No.
See, he wouldn't tell me that. Well, did you ever go out with her? I want to get all this stuff on you, right? And he wouldn't tell me anything.
No, we never did go out.
Well, anyway, I'm supposed to say hi.
Several people. Oh, well, that's really nice. Several people did try to set us up, but it just wasn't going to happen.
Didn't work out. Okay.
No.
For reasons we will never know.
That's right.
It is. It's 12 minutes after 9 at WCC.
With savings interest rates the lowest since 1936, Wally McCarthy says now is the time to invest in a new Oldsmobile. Rebates as high as $1,500. Wally McCarthy's Olds Richfield.
It's the biggest appliance sale in America. The National Home Appliance Sale at Sears Brand Central. We've cut the price on hundreds of items. Some are at their lowest price ever. Like a large capacity Kenmore washer with six cycles, including permanent press. It's only $269. Matching dryer, only $229. Save $80 on the pair through Saturday. Only $11 a month on your Sears Charge Plus, depending on your account balance. Sears National Home Appliance Sale is happening now. Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
You can count on me, Sears Robot and Company.
WCCO time is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, and in the Twin Cities, again, 18 degrees, holding steady here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that's good news. Now, are you a commuter, and do you eat breakfast? Well, 25% of American commuters, I found this interesting, eat breakfast in their cars. Now, out of Men's Health, some interesting little items here, but there's a couple of medical things going on here that are kind of fascinating. The biggest beef about hearing aids is that they're too bulky and noticeable, right? You've heard that one before. But now under study at the California Ear Institute is a tiny hearing aid smaller than a contact lens. The transmitter will attach to the eardrum with a drop of mineral oil. You just automatically think this thing's going to get lost in your ear canal somewhere, but apparently not. Anyway, it's one of the health bulletins in this month's Men's Health Magazine. 14 minutes after 9 o'clock at WCCO. Get away from winter in the Sun, Sand, and Sea Sweepstakes. Brought to you by TCF Banks and WCCO Radio. Six vacations to Cancun, Mexico will be awarded weekly, including airfare for two and seven nights hotel accommodations. Just stop by any TCF Bank and sign up for your chance to win. Winners will be announced by me, Dave Lee, Monday mornings between 9 and 9:30 starting January 18th. Enter now at TCF and the sun, sand, and sea may be yours.
Where are Boone and Erickson, Charlie? You'd have to say, well, I know you say, Target is one of the best places to buy jeans.
No doubt about it. Target has great prices on jeans, especially this week.
It's so good are those prices that Target features ladies' five-pocket chick jeans on the cover of their flyer. And no wonder, they're only $14.77. Plus sizes, just $16.77.
And how about this? Men's Rustler rigid jeans, a mere $7.96, and extended sizes, $9.96.
Target's a great place to buy bedding, too. Take a look at this page of Target's exclusive Country Estates designs, all one-third off.
Sheet sets, comforters, window coverings, rugs, even bath coordinates. Really beautiful.
Yeah, and department store quality, but discount prices.
And just a reminder, folks should check out Target's Treat Seats coupons for In the Heart of the Beast at the Puppet and Mask Theater.
That's the tribute to the songs and writings of Woody Guthrie.
And with a Treat Seats coupon, you save $2 off adults and children's tickets.
Coupons and complete information at Target's Music and Movies Department.
WCCO time is 50 minutes after 9 o'clock. I've asked Brenda Peterson to join us this morning from the Memorial Blood Bank. Hi, Brenda.
Hello there, Dave.
How are you?
Great.
How have you been?
Well, we've been pretty busy down here at the Blood Center.
But you could always be busier, right?
That's exactly right, Dave. It is National Volunteer Blood Donor Month this month. And so we did receive a letter from President Bush to encourage those people who donate blood to continue to do so on a regular basis. And then he also ask that people that have not done it, that they would consider it and join in this life-saving event. So,
yeah, I was thinking about you because I know there are times that it does slow down, certainly, for blood donations.
Right.
You can always use them, but right now it's kind of a slow time of year, isn't it?
It is slow because, well, certainly because of the weather. That doesn't help, but, you know, people are having more surgeries and that type of thing simply because they're waiting until the holidays are over. So the need for blood is there right now. So
and people have become concerned, obviously, about blood donations, but this is a good time to find out more and ask some questions when you go over. Just call and get information, right?
Right, definitely. Yes, yeah, so just want to encourage people. I want to thank them for the gift of life that they have given and also to encourage those people that haven't to give it a try.
Are there particular blood types you need right now, Brenda?
Actually, there are. I just asked in our shipping department to see what the need was, and they did say that they needed A pos and O pos.
Now, what do people do if they want to donate?
Well, that's all they would need to do, Dave, is come down to Memorial Blood Center. It's located on 2304 Park Avenue South, and they could just check in at the front desk, and it would involve probably an hour of their time, in which we would take their blood pressure, temperature, and pulse and go through some history questions with them. And then they would come back and donate the unit. And the actual time of the donation is probably about 15 minutes or 10 minutes. So the majority of the time is going through the history. So in a way, it's good for the person because they get a free checkup when they come here as far as their blood pressure and their iron part of their blood and their pulse and temperature. So there's a lot of advantages to it.
And people are always concerned whether or not it hurts if they haven't donated before.
Exactly.
But it's pretty pain-free.
It is. It's probably, I don't want to say it's like a mosquito bite. It probably hurts more than that. But it is, you know, momentary. And once the needle is in, there isn't any pain. It's just initially when you put the needle in that you would feel it. But then after that, the pain subsides and you're done in 10 minutes. So.
But you could use some right now.
Yes, we could.
Can they call a number there, Brenda?
They can certainly call 871-3300 is our main switchboard number.
Okay, or better yet, just stop by.
Sure, that would be great.
And that address again is?
2304 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis.
Okay, Brenda, always good talking with you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Dave.
Yep, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Brenda Peterson over at the Memorial Blood Bank. I hope you can help out here now, particularly this month, but they're just a little bit slow over there. It would be a nice effort if you could do that. It's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock at WCCO, 18 degrees and some light snow in the Twin Cities.
It's technology and caring.
Thanks for coming in.
It's a double overhead cam 20-valve power plant, anti-lock brakes. It's ultimate performance on the highway and in the showroom. It's Klein Volvo in Roseville, where the cars that have set the standard for safety, efficiency, and performance are sold in an atmosphere of friendliness and family, where the first thing you feel is a warm handshake, and the talking starts over a hot cup of coffee. where you can relax, take your time, and study every Volvo, including the all-new front-wheel drive 850 sedan. And at Klein Volvo, your budget is safe within this guarantee. If we can't meet or beat any deal on any comparably equipped Volvo in stock, we'll fly you to Florida. And when your new Volvo occasionally needs service, we'll be open all day Saturday to fix it, with complimentary limo service to the Rosedale Mall. Maybe more than anyone else, the Volvo buyer knows exactly what he wants. And here's where to get it. 35W at County Road C in Roseville. Klein Volvo, where you're not a number, you're a neighbor. Drive safely.
Hi, everybody. John Gordon with Twins Today. Spring training just around the corner. Already the Twins are preparing for the start of the 1993 season. Jim Wiesner, the Twins clubhouse man, tells us that when the truck is ready to pull out of the Metrodome and head for Fort Myers, that's the sign that spring training is underway.
Right now, we're set up to load our truck out of here, to load the truck entirely with everything but a few odds and ends on the 29th of January. And the reason that we're using the 29th of January, it's the last working day before the 1st of February, which our mini camp starts. And I've got so much equipment, as you can see, in the locker room that I want to get that out. So I will load my truck with the vast majority of equipment on the 29th, trainer stuff and all, on the 29th, Friday. And the truck will pick up odds and ends after the mini camp, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, on the 5th. And then on the 5th of February, the truck will leave for Fort Myers, Florida.
This is John Gordon with Twins Today.
This is Roger Erickson with a public service announcement from WCCO Radio and Pennies for Patients. Last year, Minnesota schools raised 1.5 million pennies. That's 5 tons. And it all went toward leukemia research and patient aid. I recently mailed your principal a letter about how to get your school involved. So ask your principal how you can help gather pennies for patients or call the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia Society, 545-3309.
When you call the blood bank, they'll give you more information on whether or not you can donate, and there are particulars, certainly, as you know. So, again, the best thing to do is give a call over there and see if you are a candidate for donating. I'm getting a lot of calls here already this morning, and appreciate those calls and folks caring. It's 871-3300, right, Rob? Isn't that the number? 871-3300. And you can call for particulars whether or not you're a candidate to donate. Okay, Dan Buettner has been staying in touch with us here at WCCO. Danny is the guy who took a bike trek from where up in Alaska all the way down to South America. And then he decided he'd go across the Soviet Union when it still was the Soviet Union. And as a matter of fact, was in the process of breaking up. And now his adventures have led him to Africa, where he is starting on the north end of that continent and decided to go all the way down to the south. So it'd be approximately 10,000 miles of riding a bicycle through that country. We've been staying in touch with him basically every Tuesday. However, he did call yesterday and had a chance to talk with our morning news editor, Steve Murphy. And we'll hear some of Dan's comments on their trek. It's become rather interesting. It always is. But in this case, they ran into problems when they got into the Sahara Desert. There's an area that has a lot of bandits in it, and they rob the victims, and they will go after just about anybody, and they've been told time and time again to stay out of there on bicycles, and they were trying to figure out a way to do it, and they've had to alter some plans there, and we'll get details of that in just a minute. Here on WCCO, we talk with the Afra Trek leader of that expedition, Dan Buettner, in a minute.
You know, Charlie, I really believe in garlic. It's so good for you. I've read all those articles about what it does for you.
It is good for you.
Yeah, and so I'd take a clove of garlic, and then I'd interview somebody, and they'd stay on the other side of the studio.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. But happily, along came Kwai.
Well, you can have your garlic with each meal. Take Kwai garlic tablets.
And they're good for you. They work for you because of the special scientific coating that takes it gently through the stomach, but you don't get any odor or stomach upset you get from raw garlic or other garlic preparations.
You know, this started over in Europe. 3 million Europeans take Kwai garlic tablets, and we found out that Kwai works for us. Good for you because you get all the goodness of garlic without the odor problems. You can get close to your guests and co-workers. It's terrific.
And now we can tell you that you will find Kwai garlic tablets at Snyder's, Snyder Brothers, and Walgreens. People keep calling and say, Boone and Erickson, where do I get Kwai? Snyder's, Snyder Brothers, and Walgreens.
Kwai takes all the odor and worry of garlic out.
WCCO time is 9:24 on this date. Musical history. 29 years ago today, the Beatles released I Want to Hold Your Hand. Still remember seeing that 45 record jacket in a Woolworths store, and they sold a ton of those, and that was just the beginning. Okay, on this particular Thursday, and as I mentioned earlier, normally on Tuesdays we talk with Dan Buettner, but he had a chance to call us yesterday, and we take his phone calls whenever we can in Africa, whenever we can get near a telephone. He's taken a beautiful trek through Africa so far, but he ran into problems here, and he has to make an expensive and time-consuming side trip to avoid a very dangerous area in Africa. Dan and his teammates are on a 10,000-mile trip. And yesterday, he talked with our news editor, Steve Murphy, about the latest development in Africa Trek.
We're still in Tomanrasa, the frontier town, 1,200 miles into the Sahara Desert in the country of Algeria. We spent most of the past week pursuing options for traveling south from here. The first half of the week, we tried to find a truck to escort us 700 miles to the southwest towards Mali. But the day trucks are all out of season, which leaving us only the possibility of following a contraband truck towards Mali. And trying to do that, you face problems from both the Algerian and the Malian officials. The second half of the week, we pursued options for traveling directly south, about 300 miles to Niger. The problem there, though, is the border is completely closed. We used our letters of introduction from Jimmy Carter, the United Nations, and Dave Dernberger to convince the council, the Niger council here in Tomanrasa, to give us a special visa. He did that, but warned us that, number one, if he gives us the visa, they could still turn us away at the border. And number two, earlier last week, two civilians were killed on the road between Agadez and Arlit. That's about 200 miles south of the border. The Tuareg bandits are still attacking travelers there, and us as Westerners face even a bigger threat than most people traveling that way. And we decided to come back, not risk our lives, and fly over the region.
Where will you go when you fly?
From here, we'll travel with trucks north to Algiers, 1,200 miles. Then we'll fly about 3,000 miles south to Niamey, Niger. Then we'll travel about 1,600 miles to the north, almost to the very point where we turned around in the desert. We're only skipping about 200 miles that are dangerous. All this traveling, probably a week and several thousand dollars, just to avoid this 200 miles of dangerous area.
Did you ever think about just turning around and coming home?
No. We spent 18 months of hard work to put this together. Our sponsors, Target and 3M and WTC Incorporated, have been behind us every step of the way, and we have friends and family metaphorically sort of carrying us on our back. And I think if we just gave up at this point, it wouldn't only disappoint ourselves, but it would disappoint a lot of folks back home. This 200 miles really shouldn't affect the record, because Guinness makes a provision for politically dangerous areas. We simply will incur sort of a financial blow and a time blow, and within a week be back on our bikes and heading towards South Africa.
Well, he's staying positive, and that's good news. That is Dan Buettner in a conversation he had with Steve Murphy, our morning news editor, yesterday when he called in from Africa. So they're taking a bit of a side trip, but they're avoiding that dangerous area, where, as Dan mentioned, two civilians just killed here recently, and that's the kind of area it is, kind of rough and untamed. So we are glad he's doing well now. We're glad he made that particular decision. And we'll continue to monitor his progress, and he'll continue to call us, particularly, though, on Tuesdays here on WCCO. We'll try to stay up to date with what's happening on Afra Trek. WCCO time is 9:28. This is David Lee on this Thursday morning with 18 degrees now in Minneapolis, St. Paul. High today of 22, and the light snow continues. And so because of that, some of the secondary roads are still very slippery.
As part of the official Martin Luther King holiday, Diversity Job Fair will offer employment opportunities in engineering, data processing, health, sales, management, finance, and more. Diversity Job Fair will be at the Minneapolis Convention Center January 18th and 19th from 3 until 7:30 p.m. Admission is free and open to the entire community. Corporations wanting to participate can phone 932-0464. WCCO Radio and Television are proud to be co-sponsors of the Diversity Job Fair.
9:29 at WCCO. And we'll have another update for you on Iraq here in just a minute with CBS checking in. Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney now says the allies are ready to strike Iraq again if Saddam Hussein keeps violating U.N. resolutions. Cheney says yesterday's airstrike had a significant impact on air defenses in southern Iraq, and he warns that the allies have military options that go far beyond yesterday's raid. He won't say what those options are. In an interview with the AP, Cheney added that the Pentagon is trying to get further details on the extent of damage from the raid on southern Iraq. U.S. plans today are taking photographs to verify the damage reports and looking for any more updated information. 11 update in 1 minute.
Morning, Miss Wright.
Good morning, Mr. Young. Did you enjoy the game last night?
Yep, we clobbered him.
Your father enjoyed sports, too.
Yes, I know.
He liked winners.
Yes, he did. What's my day like?
At 9, you meet with the sales managers. Praise Harris on his big increase.
Right.
At 10, Clipperman will have the final figures for the director's lunch.
Right.
10:30, watch the Channel 4 10 o'clock news.
Right. What?
I knew you'd be out last night, so I taped it.
Oh, I don't have time.
I cleared a half hour. It's important you know what's going on.
But I read the news.
Mr. Young, serious business people watch Channel 4's 10 o'clock news.
Uh-huh.
The directors watch Channel 4's 10 o'clock news.
Oh.
Your father watched Channel 4's 10 o'clock
right.
news. And if you expect to fill his very large shoes,
mm-hmm.
you will watch Channel 4's 10 o'clock news.
Is that important?
They say you won't miss a thing, and they're right.
Uh-huh.
The world is adrift in a sea of hustlers, sir. Choosing which TV news program to watch ultimately comes down to a matter of style. Colleen and Dawn are intelligent, thoughtful, and well-groomed.
Okay, I'll watch it.
You won't be sorry, sir. Oh, yes, at 3, you have an appointment with your father's barber.
Watch the WCCO television news at 10, and you won't miss a thing.
CBS News Update, I'm Frank Sedapani. Defense Secretary Dick Cheney says the Allied bombing in southern Iraq had a significant impact, but as CBS News Pentagon correspondent Jim Stewart explains, it was not total destruction.
There were 5 major target areas, if you will, and 2 of those escaped a lot of serious damage. But the Pentagon is quite pleased with the effect of the attack in the sense that the Iraqis have shut down much of their radar system. In fact, it's been non-operative, and they don't feel that they missed the important targets at all.
Stewart says that Iraq's claim that Allied bombs killed 2 civilians as well as 17 soldiers may be valid.
Sources are indicating that it's entirely likely that some civilian targets were hit, some civilian houses perhaps in Basra down in the below the 32nd parallel, where some of these radar sites were located.
Mark Noller has day after reaction from the White House.
On the morning after, the White House was calling the airstrike on Iraqi missile batteries a great success. Spokesman Marlon Fitzwater told reporters this morning that the direct threat from those Iraqi missiles in the southern no-fly zone has been taken care of. And he said the attack sent a strong message to Saddam Hussein that the U.S. has the political will and ability to act.
A fresh Pentagon briefing is scheduled for 90 minutes from now. Kuwaiti forces have been placed on full alert against the threat of Iraqi retaliation. A battalion of cavalry soldiers leaves Fort Hood, Texas today to help out in Kuwait. And as many as 50 more F-15s and other warplanes from Virginia's Langley Air Force Base will be sent to bases in Saudi Arabia. CBS News Update, I'm Frank Sedapani.
And I'm Dave Lee on WCCO St. Paul, Minneapolis. Let's go into our own newsroom right now and get an update locally and regionally as to what's happening on this Thursday. And here's Steve Murph.
Dave, children are the focus of Governor Carlson's State of the State address being delivered at 7 o'clock tonight, and that speech will be aired live on WCCO Radio. Also in the news, another sexual harassment suit at the Stroh Brewing Company, but this time the plaintiff is a man. Details at 9:55.
Okay, thanks, Murph. It's 9:33 at WCCO. Again, if you're headed outside, 18 degrees, not much wind right now, to the west at 5, but be careful as you're hitting the sidewalks because they're a little bit slippery and you might slip and fall, so take it easy.
It's the biggest appliance sale in America, the National Home Appliance Sale at Sears Brand Central. We've cut the price on hundreds of items. Some are at their lowest price ever, like a large-capacity Kenmore washer with 6 cycles, including permanent press. It's only $269, matching dryer only $229. Save $80 on the pair through Saturday. Only $11 a month on your Sears Charge Plus, depending on your account balance. Sears National Home Appliance Sale is happening now. Prices may vary in Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
You can count on me, Sears Robot and Company.
9:33 WCCO time. The Chicago Board of Trade is about to open up, and Roger Strom is here to give us the numbers this morning. He is brought to us by Pioneer Hybrid International. Hi, Stromy.
Hi, David Lee. Welcome back.
Good to be home.
Where'd you go?
Florida.
Oh, great.
It was nice. Yeah, we had great weather down there.
No, I missed you yesterday. You were gone yesterday.
I appreciate that. Now, what are the numbers?
March corn at 219 is up a half a cent. March soybeans at 586, up two. We're starting to recover from some of the losses the last couple of days. March Minneapolis spring wheat at 348, up two. Meanwhile, April cattle at 78.57, down 37. April hogs at $43.50, down 15 cents. March pork bellies 38.52, and that's down 32. And that's a look at the opening markets. We'll be back with an update at 10:45.
Brought to you by
Pioneer. Yeah.
Just had my birthday, and I got a new sweater for my wife and kids. The tag said one size fits all, but you guessed right, it didn't fit. It's kind of like your cornfields. You know every field is different, and no matter what they tell you, one hybrid can't fit all. That's why Pioneer offers a full line of unique corn hybrids to help you get the most earning power out of each and every acre you plant. So see your Pioneer sales representative and see why one hybrid doesn't fit all.
Yeah, all right, Stormy. I got
it. Welcome back.
I got it now.
Missed you yesterday, Dave.
Yes, and I was gone 3 days. Yeah, you're trying to insult me there, and I didn't even pick up on it.
That's all right.
That makes you madder, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
That's a lot of work.
ESPN is having their Play of the Year Awards. And they have four different...
The play of the year?
Yeah, sports play of the year.
Okay.
And they have four that you can vote for the baseball play of the year.
All right.
All right, so there's one you can vote for here, and it involves a Minnesota Twins player. And I thought we'd vote for him right on the air. Can we do that? Where's our phone? Okay. I'm going to call Astrami, and we're going to vote for, I think it's Brian Harper, right?
All right.
Harp's on this. He was our guest.